Ella at home?
Hi, Dave.
Yes, is this Amy?
Hey, Dave. Yeah, this is Amy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Wednesday.
Happy
We're halfway
Wednesday.
There.
Yes.
We're halfway there, right?
That's right. Yep. I wanted to ask you a few things.
Sure.
First of all, what services does your company offer in regard to my website? Like, do you build websites? What do you do for them?
Yeah, we absolutely build sites. So taking a look at your site currently, your site doesn't look bad at all. So the thing with sites is we either will promote the one that you currently have or we will rebuild it completely. We cannot work on an already built website. We won't work on an already built website because
well,
it already
what
has
I'm driving
embedded
at,
in it.
Town Square Media made that website, and it's a decent website. There's probably nothing wrong with it. Problem is it costs $129 for every month, and it's just to be hosted. Like, they build it, and they put it on there, and if I cut the service, they say they'll give me the packets for the website, but it's unreadable kind of thing. So I basically have to start all over again.
I'll include I'll include one. I can probably do a one-time fee of $99 on the front end, and then we'll include one. No big deal.
And then when you include a website, what would it look like? What I have now?
Well, it's not going to look exactly like what you have now because that's, you know, Town Square's layout. We do have a specific layout that allows us to control, to make changes and adjustments. It is a custom site. So with this, we're able to include quite a few features. It's got the same stuff like the home, the about, the services, the gallery, the testimonials, the contact, all of those things. We include the Google review button. We also include, you know, linking like the Facebook and the Yelp. Like, it's not going to look exactly like what you have right now, but it does have all of the same features, yes. And it's customizable, so we're able to. And there's a couple of other features on ours that they don't have yet. We all can also include not only the lead capture box for requesting a consultation, but we also have the ability to include the bot, like a Google chat bot, to communicate directly with your clients that way. Additionally, we can also include payment integration for you to take payment straight off your site.
I see. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just reviewing what we had already talked about, it's a $250 application fee.
Correct.
With an improved application fee, you sign on, and for, $1,391 is the minimum that you can buy into for a monthly budget. You get
for the water damage restoration, yes.
For the water damage. So with the water damage, what does that include? Just water damage or is it?
No. There's a list of keywords, which I'll go over them with you. So your water damage keywords vertical leads are 106. And if you want the carpet cleaning ones, those are 33. Okay. So, like, say you did carpet cleaning all on its own. Say you only wanted the carpet cleaning leads, then it's going to be a minimum monthly budget of $435, okay, for 13 of those $33 leads, okay? So what Google does is if you want to be approved for multiple verticals, then we go ahead and prove you on the front end for all the verticals that you want to be approved for, and say you want leads from all those verticals, then we take the highest minimum monthly budget, we charge that, and then we pull the lead cost depending on what the lead is that's coming into you based on that specific verticals or keywords lead cost, okay? So once you're approved, if you want to start and you only want to take on the carpet cleaning stuff, then it's only a minimum monthly budget of $435. But if you want to start with both, then yes, it's the $1,391. Now, as far as the services go, for the water damage restoration is water damage cleanup, water damage repair, fire damage cleanup, fire damage repair, flooring, mold inspection, mold removal, painting, pest control, plumbing, remodeling, roofing, sewage cleanup, and then other. Now, again, if there's certain ones within there that you don't offer, like say you don't offer the pest control or you don't offer roofing, then we remove those keywords from your profile. Those words won't come up on your profile. And if somebody called you for one of those services that's not listed on your profile, that's not considered a valid lead because it's not on your profile and you're not charged.
Okay, so if I come across what is called a valid lead, mm-hmm. and really is somebody that just kind of wants a price, they really don't have any intention of doing it, they're just kind of, maybe if I get inspired enough, I will do it, but probably not, that's going to cost me a lead, right? And that's my concern with the quality.
Like in the black and white of things, yes, okay, but there are quite a few, like, advantages to the things that you've already dealt with as far as the leads go. Like, we've already talked about in depth about what you've experienced with leads and how it's not considered, you know, like, it's not a qualified lead. Now, Google has those two instances that I gave you in place, right? If you set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face, or if you give estimate over the phone, which is like never, right? So if you set the face-to-face appointment and you go and you give the face-to-face estimate and that person, you know, decides to not go with you, then yes, you have paid for a lead that, you know, has not turned out to be an actual paid job for yourself. However, what the studies show and the way that things work here with the Google Guarantee is these leads show a 33% conversion over any other type of pay-per-lead service because of the way that it's built. Like, Google is advertising it a specific way. And the other thing that we have an option to do is we also have the option to put on your website that there is a $100 trip charge. Okay? So if there's a $100 trip charge, they pay that for you to go out and give the estimate, right, or estimate fee or whatever we want to call it, right? You charge that $100 to go out and give them the estimate, and then that $100 goes towards their bill if they choose to work with you.
Right.
We have options to help you make that money back. Can I promise you that every single call is going to turn into an actual paid lead? No, Dave, and I'm not going to lie to you because it's just not the person that I am, okay? But with this service, I have had clients that have come from Angie's, that have come from Thumbtack, that have ran even like networks, ran them all at the same time, and still have not been as pleased with the results that they see from this within the first month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would sell this product to my grandmother.
I am interested. What I want to do first and foremost, so I just want to, bear with me, you give me a lot of information. And I'm writing it down, and I'm trying to grasp it all.
Of course.
So I'm sticking with the $13.91. So we're gonna do, if we did the water damage and the $13.91 a month, this gives me 13 Google guaranteed leads. Okay.
Yep.
I only use 4 leads,
mm-hmm.
and I don't pay another $13.91 until I exhaust my 13 mm-hmm. leads.
Correct.
No matter how long.
Yes, sir. No matter how long it takes, correct?
3-4 months before, and at that point I say, okay, I want to do another $13.91.
Mm-hmm.
Every month?
Correct. You've got that exactly correct. That's exactly what I explained to you.
So essentially I could be paying $1,400 and I have to pay again until I either make my $1,400 back or decide to do it again.
Correct.
Yeah, that all sounds good. What I need to do first and foremost is cancel Angie List, and I need to fire Town Square Media.
Okay. All right. So,
I'm too much marketing for not getting. And honest to God, the truth of the matter is,
mm-hmm.
I've been for a really long time, so I have such a network built up to where most of my work just comes from referral or
right.
dedicated accounts built over the years. Mm-hmm. So it's just nice to have another hand in the air. It makes me feel better in case that dries up.
Right.
So I've looked on these SEO things and this Angie's List things, and mm-hmm. none of that is really pan out. And then when it does, you know, I'm so slamming busy that I can't even afford to answer the phone to take on another at that point in time.
And that's when you call and you pause the lease, when you're that busy and you're super, 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 super busy. And with this, you know, that's why they have all these specific type of things in place because of all the reasons that you despise, you know, these other type of paper lease services. That's why they have it like this. Absolutely. So
you said you can call and pause the lead. So
mm-hmm.
would I say we're starting October 1, okay? Just giving you an example.
Okay, sure.
And paid my $1,400. I'm ready for my 13 qualified leads.
Mm-hmm.
What if when I get 5 qualified leads and then I can't handle the volume? Like the first job happens to be a job that's going to take all month long. So the other 4 I'm being billed for, but I can't really handle them. I mean, can I space them out to where you get 1 lead per week, 1 lead every 6 days, whatever? Can you do something like that? How does
so
that work?
The way the baseline works is it works at approximately 3 leads a week. Like that's just like the idle, okay? How it regularly runs is about 3 leads a week. So if you take on that first lead and then you say, you even text in and say, okay, pause my lead until you're sure of how that job's going to pan out or not pan out. So you go give the estimate or do the things, then you have the ability to do that as well. You're in complete control over it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because the other thing is if I have a job that is my own job and I'm mm-hmm. tied up for the next week's on,
right.
I can't.
And you know you can't even get to the phone. You know you're not even going to be able to get to the phone when it rings. So you just call and pause the leads. You don't even have to have a reason why you're pausing the leads. You choose to pause the leads, pause the leads. That's it. Like we're not asking you why, or we don't care. I mean, we don't care why, you know, like if you need to pause your leads, you need to pause your leads for whatever reason. And that's one of the main things that I've heard about like Angie's and Thumbtack is that they would come automatically unpaused. Like after so many days, like between 3 and 7 days, that those companies would like automatically unpause the campaign and these people would be being charged like an outrageous amount of money and they didn't even know because they thought their leads were paused.
Yeah, I'm on a fixed monthly budget with the
Angie's. I remember that. Your situation's different because they kind of chased you down. But that's, you know, just, I've just heard like some of the most outrageous things as you can imagine I've been doing this job for 8 years, so I've just heard like the most wild things on the planet. Now, I know that you said that, you do probably want to give this thing a shot. You need to cancel Angie's. You need to, get rid of Town Square. So one of the things that I want to tell you is when you get rid of Town Square, do you have the login credentials to your Google Business profile? Are you in control of that?
My Google Business profile.
So,
I believe so.
Okay. You want to make sure that you are and that you can log in on your own before you fire them.
So,
and you want to get those credentials. If you don't have them, you want to get them from them and you want to get them in writing. Okay.
So
it's literally going to be an email, a Gmail email and a password that is specific to your Google Business profile.
Your profile. Yeah, I think it just comes right up. I don't think they
Beautiful.
Manage it.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Sometimes those other SEO companies, they kind of lock up the credentials sometimes. Townsquare is one I haven't heard too many terrible things about, but I always like to warn my clients only because you should always be the owner of your profile and you should delegate management access to companies that you choose to work with. You never allow them to be the owner. Never give over full ownership, only management, okay? So that's something that's important for you to know. And additionally, I think I did give you the timeline, right? The maximum amount of time that it takes for the application to process is 4 to 8 weeks. So that's the max. Again, I've seen it turn around very quickly. So So I don't know when you want to get the application going, if you want to get that going now while you're canceling everything, and we can be working on getting it approved and get this thing rolling out for you pretty quickly, or what are your thoughts on that?
It can also be approved in a matter of 4 days. I don't know why would it be 4 to 8 mm-hmm. weeks when I'm already well established on Google?
Right. That's the maximum. And I just have to tell you what the terms and conditions state, Dave. And I told you also that I've also seen it happen within the first 4 days for companies like yourself who are well established on Google. You have a number of reviews. You have access to your own GBP. These are things that normally would stand in the way of making sure that the approval happens quickly. I just don't ever want there to be, if it takes, 12 days instead of 4 days. Like, I just like to let you know exactly what everything says, especially after all the things that you guys have already been through with other companies and the mistruths and things like that. I just am very specific and let my clients know everything up front.
Okay.
And then once you're approved, if you're not ready to start the budget and cut the leads on yet, you don't have to. You have the Google Guarantee approval. You're on the Google Guarantee list. It shows your business name there. It just doesn't have the green check mark next to you because you're not live at that very moment. When your account is live and it's on, when you're taking on leads, the green check mark is on it. But once you're approved, that's it. Nobody can take that status from you.
I see. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I want to do the application. I don't want to start until probably October.
Okay.
I have enough work now. I can't even do anything else at the moment. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it'll give me time to cancel Angie's List. And how long would it take to build a website?
The website? We can have the website up in under a week. Yeah, no worries.
And then basically, like, take pictures of what I have, get an idea of what I was, and then just duplicate it as close as you could, kind of thing?
I can definitely ask them if we can do that. Let me go ahead and connect with my my person really quickly. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay. All right. I've asked her that question. Okay. She's going to get back to me right now. Give me just a second on that. And then for account purposes, is your first name David?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name?
Ralph, R-A-L-P-H.
And then the phone number is the 810-691-5464. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the business address, I'm assuming it's a home office, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that address?
Oh, my goodness gracious. What did you have to ask me my address for real quick? I just had a brain fart.
Oh, you've been busy and working real hard. So hard you forgot where you live.
Hold on one second.
Take your time.
12084 Odell Road. I don't know why I couldn't think of 12084.
Okay, I've got it.
And that's Linden?
Linden, Michigan, 48451. Perfect.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. I don't know why this isn't here. Okay, she said yes, that we can. She said we can do almost anything, and she will definitely work it out if you want it to be similar to that. Yes.
Well, just the pictures I have on there, and mm-hmm. I guess it don't have to be exact, but kind of kind of
right.
idea that came up.
Just the same photos and the same.
And then also, do you offer a service to where, let's say, there's a major storm coming through my area,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, tornadoes, whatever it is, but there's widespread damage, and a lot
mm-hmm.
of people need my service. So is
mm-hmm.
there a way to put me center top, you know, whether it's a some type of a blanket Facebook ad or something to get your name in front of a bunch of people?
Yeah, if you want us to run Facebook ads or something like that at that time, then we absolutely can. That's not a problem, but that's something that you would have to pay for independently. So if Facebook ads are done in $100 increments, but yes, that's not a problem for us. We can get that up and moving very quickly for you.
Yeah, just if there's certain situations throughout the year to where there's a lot of folks, like
mm-hmm.
the power's been ran like crazy, so you know there's a lot of water damage out there, and you just try and
right.
get in front of
right. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely do that. And I'm going to be the lead on your account and point of contact and things like that for you. So I'm going to be the one that can, you know, help you with any sort of things like that. It's no worries. Now, the photographs that are on your website, are these your actual photographs?
Yes.
Okay. They are his own photos, not town members.
I'd have to go find them all.
Okay.
Yeah, I have photos.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm sending her the screenshots of it, so she's telling me that she can make this look very similar. Let me see. Yes, we can, she said, yeah, we can mimic it for sure. Easy peasy. She's the best. Selena's amazing. When you talk with her, she just makes you feel so comfortable because she's just so good at what she does. I'm always really impressed with her, and so are my clients.
Is there a way, too, that I would be able to quickly upload photos from a job I just completed or something
yes.
like that?
Yes. From your dashboard, you absolutely will be able to upload photos. So you're going to have access to the Local Splash dashboard in addition. Now, for this product, the Google Guarantee product, you don't also want us to run your local SEO through the Google Business Profile, right? You only want to do the Google Guarantee. So if you want the independent, the advantages, there are some. So if you want to do that, then that's $199 a month, and I'm able to completely waive the setup fee for the website because it's something that would already be hooked into the it's already hooked into the package for the local SEO package. And it's going to be management of the Google Business Profile. It's going to ensure the placement there, also helping with review generation, reputation management, those weekly posts. Additionally, like when you do have that storm damage come up or you have a situation coming up, we can also run an ad straight on your GBP itself, especially if there's any type of specials that you have going on. And additionally, when you choose to run the Facebook ads, it does automatic retargeting between the Google and the Facebook because they're tied together with the Google Business Profile the way that we do it. So it would already just be like laying the foundation for things and to ensure that the placement on your GBP is proper as well.
So $200 a month, you manage the SEO, and that includes Facebook and Google?
The Facebook is separate, so that's done in $100 increments, the Facebook ads. The Facebook itself, yes, it includes the management of the Facebook page itself. It does not include the Facebook ads. Facebook ads are additional at $100 a whack.
Okay.
And
so the
Facebook
ad is want to target a specific time when I want to know.
Correct.
Like I said, a major storm came through.
Correct. And with the Facebook ads, just so you're aware for future reference, Facebook ads for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click. So for the $100 investment, you're getting a minimum of 200 acquisitions, 200 clicks. And the 200 clicks for that price point, what it does within like a 50 to 65 mile radius is it gives you approximately 25,000 impressions. So you get a lot of exposure, a lot of bang for the buck with that $100 investment on the Facebook ads, just so you're aware of how it would go when the time comes for that.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. And then I can pick and choose what zip codes I want to advertise in?
Absolutely. So I'm going to send you the Google Guarantee application, and you absolutely are going to be able to pick and choose exactly where it is that you want to advertise in. And then, of course, you get the reach within the Google Business Profile itself. Additionally, when you're doing the Facebook ads, we're very specific with those as well. So, pardon me, we're able to cover specific areas during the storm and the different things like that. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I just don't have time to keep up with managing my website or my Facebook mm-hmm. page or
we'll do
or
it all. Yeah, we've got it all. So you want to do the $199 and the $250 application fee, right?
I want to start with the application fee, and then mm-hmm. once we get a website up and going and then everything's on board, mm-hmm. I will start with.
Okay. So for today, you're doing the application fee, the $250 application fee, and then the $99 for the website.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Give me just a second here. Go ahead and assign this out. Okay. So a couple of things that I'm going to be doing right now is I'm going to be sending you out a text message or two. The first of which is going to be my direct phone number and extension line, because I will be lead on your account and point of contact for you. It's important that you have my contact information when you have questions, comments, concerns. I prefer to deal with my own clients. When you call the 877 number, you can press 224, or you can say LSA is also known as Google Guaranteed. You can say website help, any type of assistance that you need. But if you prefer dealing with me, then always ask for me. I'm the only Amy here. Additionally, I'm going to send out a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. So it takes you through the dashboard. That way you can just review it, okay, at your leisure. Now, you want to go ahead and go with both verticals. Am I correct? You want to get approval for both verticals?
I'm not sold on the carpet cleaning one yet. I need to do more research into that.
Okay.
33 hours for a lead. It feels steep. There's a lot of competition in my area.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of little people expect to clean their whole house for $50.
it's the Betsy. Okay, I understand. But this is the thing, is if you're going to want to add it later on, or if you want to cut those leads on, like, you already have the approval for it. There's no, you like, my suggestion always is, like, if there's multiple verticals that you might want later on down the road, go ahead and get the approval on the front end for everything you want, and then we'll cut the leads on according to what it is that you want or need at that time. Like, I have some guys who are approved for the roofing as well as for general contractor, and in the summer they work outdoors, and in the winter they work indoors. So they cut the indoor leads on in the winter and cut on the roofing leads in the summer and spring.
Okay, so the vertical, which is the category,
mm-hmm.
That is water damage repair. What was it exactly?
Water damage restoration.
Water damage. Does that include mold?
It does. Mold inspection and mold removal. It is actually the only place in Google Guarantee that mold is listed other than home inspection, which people don't usually call a home inspector. I mean, it'll come up in a home inspection, but they're not calling a home inspector independently for a mold check. They're looking
for mold test for mold. It would bring this up.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So the next thing coming through to you is going to be the Google Guarantee application. I'm going to send that out via text as well as via email. Okay. Now, the application itself is very self-explanatory. It's very easy to navigate and upload. However, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything with it, please reach out to me directly. Now, in this email, what's going to say is it's going to say Google Guarantee application. It's going to be a clickable link for you to click. Within the application itself, it is going to ask for the minimum monthly budget. I want you to go ahead and put that $1,391, which I'm going to put here. I know you have notes, but I want to make sure you have it in writing. Okay. It's there. And then it's also going to ask for you to upload things like the business license. It's going to ask you to upload the business insurance in the Accord document. So it's just a form of the insurance that usually every agent has sent out to each individual company. If you don't have a copy of the Accord document, which they give you an example in the application itself of what it should look like, then just ask your agent for it. It's very simple. Okay? It's going to ask for your driver's license. Additionally, it's also going to ask for your social security number. Now, once that application has gone through the first round, Pinkerton or Evident ID will get notification of which one it is. Those are the two that Google uses for the background check. They will send us a notice that we will trigger an email or a text to you directly for one last verification. It's like one last upload of either business, or not business license, but social security number or driver's license. It is the last piece, and that happens very quickly. I just, again, like you to know all the steps of everything that's happening within your account and what the expectation is of the relationship, okay?
Okay.
I need to schedule a client onboarding for you, and this appointment is going to, this is after you've completed the application itself. But also we need to go, let me see here. Hold on. He is doing LSA only for now. Can I schedule him a website CI with you, please? Okay. I'm going to try to get the website scheduled independently, because usually they try to wrap the application CI, which is client interview, along with the Google Guarantee application at the same time. I'm just trying to get her to do it a little bit differently. So while I wait for a response on that, let's go ahead and take care of the billing information. For the card you're putting on file, Dave, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
David J. Ralph.
Okay.
So this is a one-time fee. And
correct.
Then when I give you the 91, that's a one-time fee, right? Until correct. I decide to do it again.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Single month. Let's double check them and double checks.
Yep, I understand. Absolutely. Okay, and the billing address is at the 12084 Odell Road in Linden, Michigan, 48451?
Yes.
Okay, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card. Go ahead.
4147-097-4438.
Okay, hold on one second. Your phone's cutting out a little bit. I have 4147-097-6. Uh-huh.
4438.
Mm-hmm.
5843.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration is 9/26.
3-digit code on the back?
350.
I need to set a security question on the account, your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
Local Splash is never going to be asking you for a single dollar more than the amounts that we've already agreed on. If you were to get a phone call, somebody requesting more money from you or any type of thing like that, please know that that is probably a scam call, and call me immediately so that we can go ahead and set up the call tracking, or we can eliminate them, put them on a DNC list for you. It doesn't happen very often, but it has happened once in a while, so we just like to go ahead and set up every security measure. Again, we will not be asking you for any additional cost, okay?
Okay.
Other than what we've already agreed on and all the numbers that we've already spoken on. So I'm setting that up now. Okay, go ahead and do this.
And I'm being billed right now for $349?
Yes, sir. And you're going to see that invoice come through here in just a second. That will be a complete tax write-off on your end of your business taxes as well. Okay. Okay, so that should be the initial invoice that I just heard buzz through on your phone.
Yeah.
Once you open that up, it's going to say local splash terms of experience. So this is literally a very long list of all the different services that we do provide here. There's an asterisk by quite a few of them. So the ones that are yours, you can see, are down at the very bottom of the page. It's going to say LSA, which is Google Guarantee. And then it's also going to say My Site, which is the custom website design that I've given you with the base product setup fee. So that's the one-time cost. There's no reoccurring cost for your website. It's at a zero cost. It is one time, just that base product setup fee to get the website set up for you, okay?
Okay.
You can scroll down to the bottom and click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name.
What's the seasonal hold? You may place your subscription on seasonal hold by contacting client support.
That's for people who have a regular monthly occurring package with us. We have the ability, like with your local SEO, if you choose to do the $199, say, you know, you go dormant through Thanksgiving to the first of the year. You can call and you can pause your campaign. You're not charged. And same thing as what you're having, what you have. You don't lose any of your placements. You just can pause the campaign for a season.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's, as you, if you read through there, it's specific to people with the local SEO services, Google Ads, Facebook Ads. What you have is different.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I am going ahead to set the Google Guarantee application call. How long do you think that you need with the application to get it straightened out?
I don't know. I haven't seen the application, how long it takes, but I can probably have it ready by the end of the week or, say, Monday.
Okay. That's completely up to you. I can schedule you for Monday or for Friday. We have appointment times for both.
Probably Monday.
Okay, cool. Once you sign those terms and conditions, it is going to take you to a screen that asks for a username and password. Are you there yet?
Hold on. I'm trying to sign my name, but I didn't like it.
Oh. I spelled it all correctly, right?
Okay, so now I'm username and password.
Username and password will be given to you. Usually it's 3 to 5 days' time. Give me a second, because that's for regular service. Let me ask this guy if I can give them to you. Hold on. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to schedule your client onboarding for that LSA, the Google Guarantee onboarding call. Do you want a time around like the same time that we're talking now on Monday, or do you want it later? The latest appointment is between 6 and 7.
Yeah, my time?
Mm-hmm.
Eastern time?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 o'clock is fine.
Okay, so we'll set it between 5 and 6. I will be the one to go ahead and give you a shout with the agent. As long as I'm not on the phone, then I will be the one to introduce you. If not, it will be Ivan who's going to be contacting you. He's absolutely fantastic. I'm still waiting on Miss Celine to give me a to go ahead and give me a yes that she can do the onboarding call for your website. If not, then it will be done on Monday. I'm trying to get it. Let me see here. If she has a time available, are you only available in the afternoons?
I might be on a job and I'd be able to take notes during the day, so later I can communicate home.
Okay. Okay. So let me get a confirmed answer from her, and then I will try to set something up maybe like Friday around the same time for your onboarding call for the website. If not, then it will for sure happen on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me?
No, I think I'm all set.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send out your login credentials for that via text message. That's going to come out to you in just a second. It is going to be my.localsplash.com is going to be how you log into that. And then it's going to be, the username is going to be the phone number. And then I'm going to send you the password here in just a second. I'm going to go ahead and generate it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. If you have any more questions, you have my direct phone number and extension line.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.